This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, May 23rd, brought to you by Robbo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Senate blocks gas car ban. Maha report dissected and reorganization plans likely to remain paused. So here's a programming note. Monday is Memorial Day. It's federal holiday. Daybreak West will be back on Tuesday. We hope you have a great holiday weekend. California speaks out on Congress blocking clean air waivers. Democratic outcry poured in yesterday after the Republican-controlled Senate voted to block California regulations on gas-powered cars, zero-emission trucks, and nitrogen oxide emissions. At a press conference defending the need for the rules, Governor Gavin Newsom described the vote as, quote, doubling down on stupid. Air Resources Board Chair Leanne Randolph called it unconstitutional, illegal, and foolish, and an assault on states' rights. Along that line of argument, State Senate President Pro Tem Mike McGuire separately charged that federalism is dying under Trump. The California GOP took the moment to scorn the gas car ban. Assembly Minority Leader James Gallagher celebrated the vote as an intervention that California needed and argued, quote, freedom to choose what you drive shouldn't depend on the governor's ambitions. State Senate Republicans called it an unrealistic expectation that the state could build enough chargers by 2035 timeline for the phase out and double down on the affordability concerns. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Terrain Report recommends caution for new digester projects. A Terrain Report looking at wavering carbon credit values and incentive programs over the last few years suggests dairy producers will need to carefully plan before constructing a new digester. In the context of low carbon fuel standard, analyst Ben Lane said that current challenges from the Office of Administrative Law leaving credit values in the balance. Producers and developers could instead look to credit generation incentives like longer-term fixed price negotiations. But Lane said fewer tax incentive options is inherently creating more caution around new digester projects, which would likely be beneficial in the long run. The report also suggests a simultaneous stacking of federal renewable identification number credits and California's LCFS credits will be beneficial for producers looking to quickly offset project costs and diversify the risk associated with participating in a single program. Gallo Winery uses Landsat to meet 50% water reduction target. A research group at E&J Gallo Winery in Modesto is using remote sensing through Landsat to streamline irrigation, better understand their water use. The grape remote sensing atmospheric profile and evapotranspiration experiment, or Grape X project, allows USDA researchers to use Gallo's ground data to test irrigation schedules and other water management strategies informed by Landsat and other imagery tools. Gallo VP of Wine Growing Research, Nick Dolzolian, said the winery, the largest in the world, is now halfway toward its 50% water reduction target, attributing this largely to the work conducted with Landsat. The decades-old national satellite program tracks land use changes to generate data for a wide range of uses. The U.S. Geological Survey is now using GrapeX as the basis for a larger evapotranspiration initiative called OpenET. The joint USGS, USDA, and NASA program, available for growers and water managers in western states, it'll eventually expand across the entire U.S. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Robbo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Maha Report, Royals, Washington. With criticisms of pesticides, seed oils, and ultra-processed foods, the Make America Healthy Again Commission's first report is shaking up the traditional Washington alignments. At a White House event touting the report and sitting in between the government's top agriculture and health officials, President Donald Trump made it clear he's all in on the MAHA movement. The nearly 70-page report covered a lot of ground and received a lot of pushback from farm groups. Here's a breakdown of what you might want to know. On pesticides, the report cites studies that link popular farming products like glyphosate and atrazine to adverse health outcomes. However, it notes more independent studies are necessary. The report and cabinet officials have tried to soften the blow by emphasizing the commission's work will not hurt agriculture. Farm groups aren't buying it. Ultra-processed foods. Well, a large portion of the report focuses on the prevalence of ultra-processed foods in children's diets and the potential health impacts. It specifically targets seed oils, added sugars, and fats. It also urges whole food diets and takes aim at food dyes, which the administration has already issued a plan to phase out. USDA programs. Well, the report also criticizes the food system at large, including lobbying by food groups, farm consolidation, and even the distribution of crop insurance, which is traditionally focused on row crops and not specialty crops. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Judge likely to continue her pause on RIFs at USDA and other agencies. A federal judge is likely to issue an injunction indefinitely halting reorganization efforts at about 20 major federal agencies, including USDA. That's according to published reports. Agencies may not conduct reductions in force in blatant disregard of congressional mandates, whether the president orders them to or not, U.S. District Judge Susan Ilston in San Francisco said at the start of a hearing yesterday. That according to a count in USA Today. Ilston issued a temporary restraining order May 9th that expires today. The hearing was on a request by the plaintiffs, including federal employee unions, for a preliminary injunction to stop the government from proceeding with reductions in force. I believe injunctive relief, preliminary at this stage, remains necessary to preserve the status quo and protect the power of the legislative branch, Ilston said. That according to government executive. Now keep in mind, the Trump administration has argued that the president has the constitutional authority to proceed with reorganization efforts. It also has asked the Supreme Court for emergency relief from Ilston's TRO. Here's today's final word. It's not just a number. It's a missed doctor appointments, skipped meals, and paychecks that don't stretch far enough. That Senator Melissa Hurtado of Bakersfield, who joined Republicans in a letter urging the governor to prevent gas prices from potentially spiking to $8 a gallon. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, May 23rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.